So in 1969, you go to Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska. How did that come about?
There was a doctor in Twin Falls who had graduated from Creighton. He called the president and called a couple other professors and said that they ought to take a look at me. So they invited me in, and they interviewed, I'm sure, three or four other people and ended up giving me the job. You know, it was a Catholic institution. The Jesuits, the priesthood, ran the university. And I was named the basketball coach and the athletic director. They didn't play football there, but they did have all the other sports. It was a wonderful experience because I'd never really been around Catholic people that much, because in my little town of Buckland, there were maybe two or three Catholics, but there weren't any priests there. They had to go to church in Dodge City or somewhere there in Buckland because there wasn't a church.
Was your family of any faith?
Oh, very much. We went to the Christian church. In fact, my mother was raised in the Church of Christ. When I was growing up, though, we went to an independent Christian church there. My mother and dad were both good Christians. I had more fun with the Jesuits. I thought they were wonderful guys. One of the things that happened soon after I got there, the president of the university died. The way it always been, when I'd go to a funeral, I hated going to funerals, the whining and the crying and everything, and it was always demoralizing to me. Well, when this Catholic priest, this president died, it became a celebration. I mean, the priest changed the black robes to white robes. It was a celebration. I was just amazed. I visited with him, and they said, well, if you really believe in Christianity, and he had been ill, he said, he's in a much better place. It really changed my whole outlook on funerals, but that wasn't the only good times I had. It was just a wonderful school, and it was a small school, but great support from the people there. I got to know Bob Devaney and Tom Osborne real well because they'd have those golf outings there at all the country clubs in Omaha, and they'd have their entire football staff there, and they'd always invite me since it was there in Omaha, and I got to know them real well. That was the time when the Cornhuskers were really rolling, when they really had great ball clubs. That was another plus. And also, you know, I played baseball and had a chance coming out of high school to sign a baseball contract, but I would have probably ended up about Class D league, so I made the wise decision and went to college. But I've always liked baseball. And when I got there, being the athletic director at Creighton, you were the tournament director for the College World Series.
So you were both coach and athletic director?
Uh-huh. So for 5 years, I was the tournament director and saw every inning of every game of the College World Series. There were three of us that made up what they call the games committee that runs the World Series. The other two were baseball coaches, one from Washington State, one from BYU. I had a great time there, and that was just a real plus, too, not only the basketball part of it, but being able to be that close to college baseball. And I hired Larry Koschel, who was at Emporia State Teachers College. Creighton, since they were hosting the College World Series, they had a baseball program, but they wanted to really make it better. Bob Gibson, the great baseball player that played for the Cardinals, had been a baseball and basketball player at Creighton before I got there. So the school decided they wanted to elevate baseball to the same level as basketball because they didn't have football. I hired Larry Koschel, who later became the coach at Oral Roberts University and at the University of Oklahoma and a couple of schools out in California, became a great baseball coach. But he helped get the program elevated, and of course Creighton now is considered to have a good baseball program.
And while at Creighton, in March of 74, you coached Creighton to the NCAA Sweet 16.
I had really an outstanding ball club, and we'd been building it up because we had recruited a bunch of young players as freshmen, and they had been starting almost every year. And so this was an outstanding basketball team, and Creighton was an independent at that time. You know, they're now in the Missouri Valley Conference, but at that time we were an independent. The regional tournament was held in Tulsa at Oral Roberts University. The University of Louisville was there. We were the independent. University of Kansas, Ted Owens was coaching the Jayhawks, and they had won the Big Eight, and Oral Roberts University. And it was probably the best team Oral Roberts ever had. Ken Trickey was coaching the ball club. We played Kansas the first night. They beat us 2 points. and ORU beat Louisville. That was the time they still had the third place games. And so we played Louisville for third place and won. And I thought Oral Roberts had the best team in the country. They really were an outstanding ball club, and they probably would beat Kansas 3 out of 4 times. But they didn't that night. Kansas ended up beating by a couple, 3 points, and Kansas went to the Final Four that season.
Is it true that while at Creighton in 73, you interviewed for the OSU basketball coaching job?
Yeah, I did interview for it, and would have taken the job had they offered me the job, but they didn't offer me the job. They hired someone else, but that is true.
A guy by the name of Guy Strong.
Guy Strong. That's correct. Guy was from Kentucky.
A lot of people probably don't know that.
No, I don't think very many people knew that.
Tried for the job.